They sent a woman this time. You mock me, demon, as they did in the village. But I am no blushing paladin, afraid that a stiff cock will douse him straight to hell. There's a touch of succubus in every woman. I know your tricks and temptations. It matters not who sent me. The holy fathers in the village are men, and all men are sinners. I've no doubt that you long ago corrupted them with your charms, but you have too lofty an opinion of your worth. You are but an instrument of a greater evil, the apple, not the serpent. Though you do live like a snake in the middle of this swamp, is it fear that makes you hide here, surrounded by serpent vines and leech spiders? Are your magics so weak that you need the protection of vermin? Or is it just that filth is your natural domain? You've preyed on my people for generations, corrupted their dreams and desires. I've cut my way through to you to cut short your evil. I think I'll start by cutting off your head. What? My armor? My boots? They're falling away, every buckle and clasp opening. Is that supposed to impress me? A trick worthy of a 2-copper magician? If that's the extent of your magic, then my tunic and tights will be armor enough. You disappoint me, demon. In the village, they whisper of your power, your ability to see into a man's heart and nurture the darkness that grows there. I expected more from you. Some twisted appeal to my desires, some shadowy perversion to quicken my blood and breath, some challenge, some insight. Or do your seductions only work on the purest, those to whom every damp thought is a terrifying stain on the soul? I'm young, strong, quick, ferocious. How would you make me submit? How would you leave me pinned and helpless and wet and whimpering? You're a creature of darkness and desire. You have wings to enfold me, your tail to entwine me, breasts to smother me, your cunt to drown me. You could be my captor. Make me prisoner to my every whim, my master. Make me slave to my every fantasy. Can you feel my desire? Like embers against the cold drudgery of my duty? Blow on those embers, and you'd make them flare and burn and dance with sparks. Work your magic upon me. Make me want to touch and taste you. My tongue of its wasted shaping prayers when it could be exploring the shape of your cunt. What mysteries would I taste? How would I be transformed? Do it, monster! Do it. No. You're a fraud. A trickster. I'll bury my holy blade between your tits, crush your wings with my mace. I need no chain of twice-blessed silver to bind you and drain your powers. You have no spell to cast over me. You're quick. I slash, I swing, yet all I carve and crush is air. Your wings keep you just out of reach, a razor's edge beyond my every strike. But you underestimate me. I'll chase you from one end of this swamp to the other. See? That was close. I'd have blooded you if that clump of vines hadn't slowed my swing. Another close miss. I might have landed it if the swamp grass hadn't clutched my feet. A clearing. Your swamp has betrayed you, demon. There's nothing to catch and claw at me here. Mock me, will you? As if you weren't the one on the run. Hold there, just above the ground, if you're brave enough. I'll carve your heart from your... What? The ground is so soft. Soft and sticky. No. Oh, this mud moss. Oh, you bitch. You lured me into a mud moss bog. I'm stuck. Oh, my feet are stuck. Oh, it's so sticky. Oh, like goblin butter. Gooey and soft, and I'm sinking. I'm sinking. What? Scream for help? Never. I can't move. Oh, I can't break the grip on my feet. Stay away from me, monster. Wing your way any closer, and you'll taste my steel. I don't want your help. I'd rather sink. I can't believe you tricked me into this muck. It yields under my stockinged feet like jelly, only to ooze back and press snug and sticky around me. My calves, my knees, oh, my thighs. I know I'm squirming. I know that it's making it worse. I can't help it. I can't stop. What? No. This isn't what I meant about being pinned and helpless, forced to submit. No. No, demon. I am not enjoying this. My what? My nipple's hard. It's exertion, not desire. I'm helpless, but not aroused, you sick creature. I have to get out of this filth. I have to get free. I don't know what's happening to me. Stay back. Stay back. I'm sinking deeper. My feet, my legs are gummed in this muck. It's swallowing me up. I have only one chance to escape. All right, demon. I'm spiking my sword into the side of the bog. You're right. Its weight is only dragging me down faster. Yes. Yes, I'll throw away my mace and all my charms and talismans. Scatter them over the bog. I have no defenses. Nothing of steel. Nothing of spirit. Save me, demon. Fly close. I'll drag you down with me. Oh, you shook me off without a thought. And now I'm... Oh, I'm mired to my hips. I'm trapped. I'm trapped. Trapped, please. Please help me. I'll do whatever you ask, whatever you command. Yes, I'll reach around and grab the back of your thighs. Oh, yes. Yes, I'll press my mouth to your slit. Oh. Grind against me. Lips to lips. You're so wet. Is that what it means to be a succubus? To be perpetually aroused and dripping? Let me suck you. Drink you. Pierce you with my tongue. You taste so much better than those dusty hymns I sing. Let me go deeper. Deeper. I'll lick you. Lap you. Lash you with my tongue. Yes. Oh, yes. I'll dig my nails into your ass. I'll claw myself up against your cunt. I can feel your juices coursing through me. Like liquor. Like venom. Firing my blood with lust. Burning away. Burning away my soul. That's the price, is it? That's always the price. Stop. How could I stop? I don't want to stop. Look. Look. Watch me slide my hand into my tights. Fingers into my cunt. Yes. Oh, so warm. We'll come together. Come together. I'm close. Yes. Yes, I want to come. I can feel it burning away. My soul. Burning away. I can feel you trembling. And while you are, let me just draw this out and fasten it around your ankles. A delicate little chain of twice blessed silver. You thought you had me throw away all my charms. I had one hidden where every woman keeps her mysteries. Can you feel my juices on it? You can't break it, can you? Thin as it is. It's draining your power. Making it hard to stay in the air. Yes. Try to get to the edge of the bog. Oh. Don't have the strength. Yes. The mud moss is sticky, isn't it? And it has your feet. With the chain binding you, you can't pull free. You're stuck, bitch. Sinking. I'm sure you'd love some company at the bottom of the bog, but I'm afraid I'll have to disappoint you. Just let me get my tunic off and hook it. Yes. Over the hilt of my sword spiked in the earth at the edge of the bog and I can get out. I can get out. But you, demon, oh, you're sinking fast. Your knees, your thighs, your hips, the mud yielding like jelly under your feet and oozing back to suck you deeper. Oh, don't be a fool. I know the mire won't kill you. What it will do is even better. It will imprison you. With that chain binding you, draining off your power, you'll never escape the ooze. You'll be buried for generations in this soft, sucking muck, lost forever to time. Oh, rage at me, roar at me, try to bribe me. As your tits go under, as your wings and shoulders sink away, as the muck touches your chin. What's that? Speak quickly before the mud moss claims your lips. Have mercy. Have mercy upon my soul. Oh, demon, I no longer have a soul. I let you take it. I valued my village more than myself. Aren't you glad they sent a woman this time?